Okay, good morning. We are on the Hilchos of the 3 weeks, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Yudbet. Okay, so that's what we're holding. Actually, I just wanted to, we discussed meat yesterday, right? So I just want to point out that, yeah, as far as grape juice, it was brought up. So that's definitely mashma. We saw it, we'll see it again. Seems to be mashma in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, certainly in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's brought down Pesachei Tshuva, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, and Evan Yisrael. It seems to be that's the clear minhag, not to use grape juice as well. And then, as far as tasting meat, Erev Shabbos, you're cooking, even if it's right before, even if it's leading into Shavua Shechalbo, it doesn't matter. So then, some write it's mutter, 100% to taste it, because you're doing it for the purpose of taste it to cook for Shabbos, and you're allowed to even swallow it. That's brought down in Chazon Ovadia and Pesachei Tshuva. That's one opinion. There is another opinion, it's mentioned in Shut Hitoru Tshuva, that you're allowed to taste it, but you have to spit it out. So a couple different minhagim on that one. We did mention, everyone says that when it comes to whiskey and beer and all that, that is mutter, that we saw in the Ramah. And what happens if a person during the 9 days says a bracha to eat or drink meat or wine, and then realizes after he said the bracha, I'm not supposed to be eating. So then the poskim say you are allowed to take a taste because you don't want there to be a bracha levatala. And many say that the minag is not to eat when you get hana'a of meat and wine. But there is no real minhag or iser of just tasting, because there's no real hana'a for your throat for just tasting a little bit. So anyways, to avoid a bracha levatala, that clearly is mutter. All right, back inside to Yud Bet. Tisporet shavua ze echad rosho ve'echad kol se'ar shavo aser. Okay, so both by men and women, and we're going to see by children, it's aser to get a haircut. Okay. That's four. So for the Shulchan Aruch, we see it's just for Shavua Shechalbo, Sfardim. And for Ashkenazim, we're going to see that it's from haircuts is 3 weeks. Now, some are makel for women if it's just a little bit on the side, especially if there are issues with covering their hair, shaitels and wigs, whatever. So then that's okay. Yud Gimel. Uva Zakan. What about our mustaches? All right, that's for the men. Kol shema'akev et achila mutter. So since it could affect your eating a little bit, it gets a little bit in the way, so the mustaches are mutter. Yudalad. Asur l'gedolim l'saper l'katanim l'chavis k'sutam b'shabbat shechal tisha b'av liyot b'tocha. So again, the Shulchan Aruch holds everything is by Shavuot. These items are Shavuot Shechalbo, Ashkenazim. It's different. It's either the 3 weeks or 9 days, depending what we're talking about. So when it comes, but whatever it is, whatever the minhag is, for the children, just like it's aser for the parents or the adults, it's also aser for children. So there is a nafkamina by children. It's two different opinions. Generally, we'll see when we get to it. We're more machmer by children when it comes to haircuts versus clothing. But the issue with children is, number one, there could be an issue of chinuch, starting from either age 3 or 6, usually 6. And there's also an issue of agamas nefesh for the onlookers, for the adults. If you see children having long hair because of avela, so you see them getting a haircut, it affects the mood for the parents as well, for the gedolim. So that's two reasons why it's a problem for ketanim. So generally, we don't give haircuts for ketanim, and we'll see a bit more. And we would say the same thing by laundry, but we're a little bit more mako when it comes to laundry. Let's read. Haga, mihu. So cloth diapers, the clothing that gets really soiled by the ketanim, so that everyone says is mutter. Hanevadai mishra share. For sure, that's mutter. There's no enjoyment in cleaning those laundry. There's no simcha in cleaning cloth diapers. So therefore, that's mutter. V'afilu bigdei sha'ar ketanim nohagim nohakel. And even clothing of other ketanim, so we're also generally more makel. Again, how far to take it, so that's the whole question. Let's see. Chazon Ovadia writes that you have up to age 3, and then we're machmer by doing laundry by kids. Let's see, Kafachayim says age 3 or 4, Prima Gadim says bar mitzvah age is what the minhag is. Pischei Tshuva says, based on others, probably the ages 6 or below. That's for more for Ashkenazim. Again, different minhagim. And he says, but certainly you, if it's necessary, you could be somech on the Prima Gadim, even if they're 12. Okay. And the Chai Adam in the Mishnah Berurah points out that for Ketanim, we're for sure makel up until Shavua Shechalbo. For Shavua Shechalbo, we start to get more strict by Ketanim. Again, different minhagim, exactly what point. Mishnah Berurah points out you shouldn't do a lot of laundry. If you're going to do a laundry for children, you should not be doing a lot at once. And you should do it betzina. So yes, everyone agrees you should try and do it quietly so no one sees. But some are makel nowadays. You don't have to worry so much about how much doing at the same time because we do it very easily in a private machine. It's not done in the river and it's not a big hoopla and it's not a big big asik that's in public. And it's really just easy. You press the button, so that's okay. So Chazon Ovadia says it's mutter, and in Pischei Tshuva he writes that Chaloch Hanar, and he says it's mutter also by nowadays to do, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says it'd be Mikkel. So different opinions on that. Okay, Ted Vav, let's go on. Mi shetakfu avilut shel meit, a person who's been in Avil. So let's say a person hasn't gotten a haircut for 30 days, right? And now the end of the 30 days, so it's been a while, his hair started to grow. Numerous cases, it's been a while. And generally, it's always 30 days you don't get a haircut from Avela. So Lamaisa, that's usually how it works out. But whatever the case is, when the time of Avela is over and your hair is long and you didn't get a chance to get a haircut, so then what do? V'shel Shabbat zo v'hichbit se'aro, and you ended up with long hair and now it's Shavua Shechalbo. Right? According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's Shavua Shechalbo. We'll see by Ashkenazim, it's a little different. So if usually we're talking about the end of 30 days. It ends during Shavua Shechalbo, and your hair is a mess, and now you have to wait another week. So then, you're allowed to be mekel betar. You're allowed to be mekel with a blade, because it's done with a shinoi, and it doesn't look so nice. Aval lo b'misparayim. But not to do scissors, and I would assume also with hair clippers, whatever, a machine. So that should be aser as well. Mechabes ksutam b'mayim, and this person who has finished his avelus during the Shavua Shechalbo, and you don't have what to wear, so it's okay. Do laundry with cold water of a lo b'neter b'chol, no soap, detergent. Okay. Now, for Ashkenazim, since they hold 9 days, so or for haircuts it's 3 weeks, then if the end of the 30 days falls out during Shavua, so a couple different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah points out 2 minhagim. Basically, you could be mekel if necessary. There are some who say that you should only be mekel if it happens before the 9 days. But if it's during, wait a second, how did that work out? If the 30 days happens before, right, so the question is, do you have to make a shinoi? That's what it's talking about, sorry. Do you have to make a shinoi? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if the 30 days ends during Shavua Shechalbo, we let you cut with a shinoi. But if it happens before Shavua Shechalbo, everyone's allowed to cut their hair for Sephardim. So that's not an issue. But what about Ashkenazim who don't cut their hair for 3 weeks? So do you have to do it with a shinui or not? That's the question. So if it's before Shavua Shechalbo, many Ashkenazim say you're allowed to cut like regular, even though normally they hold of 3 weeks. For this situation, they hold like the Shulchan Aruch. And some say not to be mekel unless it's before the 9 days, before Rosh Chodesh. So two different opinions. Okay. Tet Zayin. Yesh nuhagim shelo lirchotz mirosh chodesh. So some have the custom not to get a haircut, not to bathe, starting from Rosh Chodesh, which is the minag of Ashkenazim. V'yesh she'enim neim ela b'shabbat zo. And some only say by Shavua Shechalbo, it's a problem to take showers or to bathe, and that's the minag by Svardim. V'yesh mitanin mishiv'a asar b'tamuz ad tish'a b'av. And some, they're fasting. That's referring to fasting, right? They're fasting during the day, already starting from 17th of Tammuz. Okay. Haga. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out that that's not good for a Talmid Chacham. It makes them harder to learn. And in general, nowadays, people are less into recommending fasts. Makes you less productive and in every way. Haga, uletzorech mitzvah shari. But you're allowed to take a bath for a tzorech mitzvah. V'lachein nida rochetzet v'tovelet. So therefore, a nida, if she needs to bathe for her leil tefillah, so she's allowed to bathe like normal, right, during the 3 weeks. V'afilu im tovelet leil asara ba'av. Even if she's only going to bathe, go to the mikvah, after Tisha B'Av. So then, Mutar la lirchotz be'erev Tisha B'Av. Obviously, it depends what they normally do, but many times it's okay for them to take a proper hot, heated shower, bath, usually a bath, even on Erev Tisha B'Av. Im yefshar la lirchotz le'al asara. If it's going to be a situation where she's not able to take the proper bath on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Like she has to go straight to the mikvah right afterwards. V'nira dehu adin isha lo veshet levanim. So to a woman who needs to wear white clothing, yichol lirchotz me'at kedarka b'sha'ar hashana. She's allowed to just wash herself a little bit with hot water where it's needed. Hoyol ve'ino se letanug. But she's not doing it for tanug. Rak letzorach mitzvah. But she's doing it letzorach mitzvah. So then it's okay. V'nohagim shelo lirchotz afilo b'tzoynin mirosh chodesh ve'elech. So that's what we said. The minhag v'ashkenazim is not to bathe, even with cold water, all the way from Rosh Chodesh. Okay, v'afilo b'erev Shabbat shel chazon, even on Erev Shabbos, that's going to be before Tisha B'Av. Asur lirchotz, he writes, it's only mutter kiim rosho ufanav yadav v'raglav b'tzoynin. The only thing you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos is you're allowed to do cold water for Rosho, Panav, and your head, your face, and your hands and your feet. That's all that's allowed on Erev Shabbos. V'yesh mekilin v'chafifa tarosh b'chamin, and some are mekil to use hot water on their head. L'mi shiragil b'kach, for one who's, that's normally how he bathes in Kol Shabbos. So that's what we do. We normally bathe every Shabbos like that. So there are different opinions or minhagim as far as bathing Erev Shabbos. So we learned that according to the Ramah, and that's what most Ashkenazi poskim will say, is on Erev Shabbos, you have to take a room temperature cold shower. If you're not going to be comfortable for Shabbos and you need to, you're allowed to use, many say you're allowed to use lukewarm water, right? In some cases, everyone says, it depends how uncomfortable you are. But, so many are make a lukewarm water. We see that certainly hot water, there is room to be make for hot water on the head. Different opinions on that. But some point out that really it's generally usher. And some say it's mentioned in by B'shem Yishmeret Shalom in Pischei Tshuva that the minag is nowadays we're more mefunakim, we're more venistinous, and there is some are mekel in general. obviously, most Ashkenazi poskim seem to be against it, but some say there is what to be mekel. And Chazon Ovadia writes that on Erev Shabbos you're allowed to be mekel, and everyone says you're allowed to use soap. Soap is part of sicha. But that's for Avelos or Tisha B'Av. But when it comes to, there's no problem using soap and shampoo on Erev Tisha B'Av with cold water, or perhaps the hot water, we mentioned that issue. Okay. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah himself, it says he's against hot water. Let's see, if someone who's nohig with tevila all the time, every week, so someone who goes all every week, he says you're allowed to go also, even if it's warm water, to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, if that's what you always do. But if you usually go, but sometimes when it's difficult for you and you don't go, so since sometimes you don't go, this is going to have to be one of the times you also can't go. Okay. I think that's that. Okay, so let's go on. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah does point out that you can use hot, since we all use hot water every Erev Shabbos, just like the head, you can use hot water for Ashkenazim as well. You can use for your hands and feet. You can also use hot water for your hands and feet and your head and face. Okay. Yud Zayin Tov Lizaher Milomar Shechianu Bein Mitzarim Al Pri O Al Malbush. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a good minhag not to say Shechianu during the entire 3 weeks to avoid it. And therefore, when it comes to fruit and clothing, if you have a situation where it's time to say Shechianu, it's better to push it off. Again, there are poskim, the Gra and the Taz, who are not a big fan of this chumrah, or this minhag, but Lamaisa, that is the minhag by both Ashkenazim and Sephardim. For the 3 weeks, we avoid Shechianu. Most are makil when it comes to Shabbos during the 3 weeks. Okay, let's see. Aval a pidyon abein omer v'lo yachmitz hamitzvah. Everyone says, but if the Shechianu comes up during the 3 weeks and you can't push it off, this is the time. You don't want the mitzvah to be machmitz. So then it's, you say Shechianu. There's no iser. Everyone says there's no iser to say Shechianu during the 3 weeks. It's just a minhag. We try and avoid it. But if it's going to push off the mitzvah, you don't push off. You're going to lose out the bracha. You don't lose out the bracha. You say it. V'chen v'pri. And so too with the fruit. Shalayim tzachar tisha b'av. If it won't be around after Tisha B'Av, it's only around right now. Or if you buy it now and you wait a week or 3 weeks, it's going to get rotten. Or it's not going to taste properly anymore. It's going to dry out, whatever. So then don't lose out on the mitzvah or on the bracha. Mutar levarech le'ochlo bein ha-mitzarim. So you say Shechianu when you eat it during the week, during the 3 weeks, not a problem. Mishnah Berurah points out just an interesting thing. Normally, the ikra halacha of Shechianu is not when you eat the fruit, it's when you see the fruit. So right now, you're seeing the fruit, you are kind of being machmit saying the bracha, you're pushing the delay in saying the bracha. But he says, when it comes to eating the fruit, yeah, because most of us aren't makpid on the ikar halacha. Like whenever you see the fruit in the store or at home, people, the general minhag is they don't say Shechianu when they see it, they wait anyway. Their custom is all year long to always wait to say Shechianu until they're going to take the bite into the fruit. So then, so since you do that anyway all year, that's not called machmitz, the bracha, and delaying the bracha, and so therefore, you should do what you do all year long, is wait till you eat it. But if, let's say you have a fruit, you're not going to eat it, you're only going to see it. And you said, then you should say Shechianu when you see it. That's even during the 3 weeks. Okay. Yurchet. Tzarech lizeher mishuva asar betamuz at yishavav shlelech yachidi marba shaot at teisha shaot. So one should be careful that starting from the 3 weeks, it's more of a time of danger. And so therefore, you should not walk around by yourself from the end of the fourth hour until the end of the ninth hour. Mishum shebehem ketev miri shalet. It's a time of shedim or mazikim. V'lo yaku atalmidim b'yamim me'elu. And we don't want shelo yaku. We don't hit each other on these days. And okay, let's go on to Tavkuf Nun Beis. We'll leave it like that. A little bit more. Dini Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay, now we're going to get into the Hilchos of Erev Tisha B'Av. Primarily, Seudat HaMafsekit. Aleph. Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yochal adam besuda mafseket shochal achar chatzot basar. So this is the only real iser in Chazal, is eating meat during the suda samafseket or to eat after chatzot. During Erev Tisha B'Av, after chatzot, there's an iser of eating basar. We have the minhag from Rosh Chodesh. V'lo yishta yayin v'lo yochal shnei tavshilin. What else applies to the iser or the halachos of Sudat Mafseket? One is not allowed to have wine, and one is not allowed to eat two tavshilin, two separate items of cooked foods. Haga, v'af mimashki machir mimad b'shtiyata mimash ragel lishtot. Also, you have less drinks than you normally have. Okay. Not to have whiskey. All right, better not to have whiskey and not to. Okay. V'chein lo yochal achar se'udatot sinon umaliach. Don't eat after the suda, radishes, and anything salty. The dvarim shenoeg behem v'shar yamim, even though you normally eat them, kedei sheet naheg v'prishut. You want to try and have, behave with prishut. You don't want to have what you normally have. Okay. You don't want to indulge at this meal. Okay, let's read Bet. Afilu basar maluach sh'avru alav yoter mishnei yamim v'layla echad. Even meat that was prepared by being salted for a couple days, u'basar ofot v'dagim, and chicken meat and fish, v'yayin migito, and wine that's been freshly pressed. In other words, right now it's still grape juice. Dehainu she'ein lo yoter mishlosha yamim. It hasn't, 3 days hasn't passed by. Nahagu le'esor. So here we see what's probably the normal case of grape juice. Again, we usually cook ours, but anyway, or boil it. So anyways, so here we see the minag is not to have any of these items during this meal. Afilu, gimel, afilu, Bishel min echad bishtei kederot mikre shnei tavshilin. Now, even though you cook in one pot and you have two separate items in one pot, that's called two tavshilin, and that is not allowed at this sudat hamafseket. Bechen yesh lahachmer v'lizar mishnei minim keder achas. Even the first case was you're taking two pieces of meat that are cooked, the same basar of a cow, or the same green beans, whatever you're cooking, the same item, and you cook it in two separate pots. That's aser. You can't eat from each, a spoonful from each. They're both green beans, or they're both meat. You can't, because they're cooked in two separate pots. This is the next case. V'chein yesh lahachmer v'zar mishnei minim mikdei rechas. Even if you have one pot, and you have two items in there, you have potatoes and you have meat, or you have green beans and you have meat. So, well, meat's the bad example because you're not having meat anyway. But you're having two cooked vegetables. So, mishnei minei minim k'dir achas, ela im kenu davar shedarko bekach kol hashana kagon afunin, minei zeronim, some kind of seeds, or some kind of beans maybe, shenot in aleim betzalim ubeitzim. So normally, if it's two items that are often cooked and eaten by themselves, so now even though you cook them in one pot, that's called two tefshilin. You have to only pick out one of them. But if it's an item, let's say you have some kind of seeds or beans that you don't normally eat it by itself, you always mix in betzalim ubeitzim, onions and eggs for the flavor. So since it's never eaten by itself, that's called one tefshil. The tefshil hanasa midavar shenechal kamot shehu chai. And even in a tavshil that's normally eaten raw, mikre tavshil inyan zeh. But if you cooked it, now it's called a tavshil. So if it's raw, it's raw. But if it's cooked, it's cooked. It doesn't matter if it's not the hilchos of, what's it called? And you have non-Jews cooking for you. Bishalakum. Haga, ve'ein chiluk bein tzili lemevushal inyan zeh. No difference if it's roasted, grilled, cooked. It's all called a tavshil. And it's aser. Okay, it's called two tefshilin, so you can only eat one of them. Okay, we'll stop here.